We thank the Lord for once again giving us this time. And let's go to the scripture. Yeah, last time I covered a lot of important stuff and I showed you the complexity of the layering system of the dragon. Before we go into that, let me share a word. Before we go into the teaching, let me share a prophetic word from the book of Amos, the book of Amos, chapter number 8, verse number 11. The book of Amos, chapter number 8, verse number 11. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it. That is the prophecy of scripture. We are nearing that prophecy. And tonight, before I got up, I had a dream where I was ministering to a whole family and ministering to the severe sicknesses the man was having in the body. And you know, God was showing me the ancestral patterns and what problems he had in his body, in his head, and what kind of sicknesses he was having in the dream. So I was ministering, and after telling them the problems, they were shocked to know all those things, because I did not know, but I told them. And then when I started to pray, they were all disconnected. And then I told them to open their Bible. So they had Bibles. And I told them to open John chapter number 15. They did not know where was John, the Gospel of John, where was John chapter number 15. So I told them to give their Bibles to me. So I took one of every Bible, and all their Bibles had different text. There was nothing that we read in our Bible. And then in the dream, I was trying, and then there were other people, I told them, give your Bibles. Where is John chapter number 15? I was trying to find the text in all the Bible, and it was literally so much darkness there, because they all had Bibles, but there was nothing in there of the real Bible. And when I got up, this scripture started to come to me. And I'm telling you that people will be, the word of God, there is a time coming that people will search for the real word, but they will not find it. This is the time of abundance. And then secondly, what the devil is trying to do to believer is, there is a heavy attack against the believers. Believers are not meditating on the word of God. Believers are diverted completely from the Bible. The dragon system that I was explaining, I explained the seven mountains, the seven heads, the ten horns. I told you the harlot that sits upon, and then I told you the Vatican Church. I told you about the list of secret societies. I told you how they are related and how they are ordained by the Vatican Church. In a way, the agenda of the secret society is to destroy the Bible, is to destroy the scripture, is to negate the belief of people in the scriptures. They are moving towards that agenda. But we are so blinded that we are not able to understand what the enemy is doing. And now when we have time, we are not meditating on the word of God. Rather, we are getting into extra biblical things and getting attracted to it. So there is going to be a famine of the word of God. That is what the days are coming, says the Lord. There will be a famine, not of bread, not of water, but of hearing of the word of the Lord. People will search for it, but they will not be able to find it. Hallelujah. All right, so let's go and continue with the teaching in Revelation chapter number 17. let's go and continue. Revelation chapter number 17. Okay, those who were there last meeting, they would have got to know many things about what I was saying about the dragon system. But let me continue from there. Revelation chapter number 17 and verse number 9. I will come back to verse number 1 because we have to go there to understand many things. It says, verse number 9 says, here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. So, harlot is at the top, then the seven heads and the seven horns are at the bottom, and then below that are the waters which signify the nations, the people, the languages. So, the top of the system, who is sitting? The harlot is sitting at the top of the system. The harlot is sitting there, and upon on whom she is sitting, the seven heads, which are the seven mountains. Now, what I told you are the seven mountains. The seven mountains are what the theory that was introduced by a certain Christian preacher or Christian theologist. The seven mountains are family, religion, education, media, arts and entertainment, business and government. I have already taken in detail in the last sermon. We are already done with that. But this seven mountains, almost all of the Bible colleges, the theory that was introduced to the so-called people who will graduate from Bible colleges, that these seven mountains have to be captured by us. But this seven mountains does not have to be captured by Christians, because this seven mountains signify the seven institutions, the seven institution through which the dragon system propagates its rule and reign. And this seven mountains are also seven people, the seven heads. And instead of getting mixed with it, believers are called to destroy the seven heads. All right. Believers are called to destroy the seven heads. Remember, the Bible said, God said that your seed, the seed of the woman, will crush the seed of the serpent, the head of the serpent. Hallelujah. So that old serpent I showed you, Revelation chapter number 12, Revelation number 13, chapter number 13, and Revelation chapter number 17. It gives you three perspectives of the beast system. I already took all those things in the last sermon. Now, what I told you are the seven mountains, and there are the 10 horns. What are the 10 horns? The 10 horns are the evangelists, or are the members of the secret societies. The 10 horns are the members of secret societies. Let's go Revelation chapter number 17, verse number 10. There are also seven kings, five have fallen. One is, okay, let us skip all those things. Let us go to the definition of the 10 horns. Verse number 12. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. Now, the horns and the heads are of one mind. The Bible is saying in the beast system. I showed you how they are of one mind. Now, the harlot is the one that has ordained secret societies, which is the layering system of the horns. And I told you all the list of the secret societies. I will not go into that. The Jesuits, the Knights Templar, the Knights of Malta, Illuminati, Freemasons, Skull and Bones, Rosicrucians, and there are more, but I mentioned the important one. And I showed you how Jesuits are a part of the government, of the military, which was ordained by the Vatican Church to destroy Protestants who would believe in the Bible. it was a military order. The Knights Templar was another military order which was ordained by the Vatican Church to protect and safeguard the Christian, so-called Christian faith. But if you go into that, you will see that there is initiation into occultic practices in that secret society. Then there are the Knights of Malta, another secret society. The Jesuits are also related to the business and to the business, because many of them are in the banking system. Many of them are in unknown banks, are running unknown superpower banks, which is not known to the world. Then the Illuminati is connected to arts and entertainment, to media. Then the Freemasons is everywhere, in the family, in the religion, in the education, in the media. So I showed you the layering system. Here are the 10 horns, the members of the secret society, and here are the 7 heads, and all the 10 horns are in the 7 areas of influence, and how they are ruling through those 7 areas of influences. I told you in the last sermon. All right, we are going into that because we are going to witness the fall of Mammon. Okay, let me begin the sermon by sharing some things with you. Okay. Can you see my screen? All right. So this is the pictorial representation of the harlot on the beast. So where is the harlot sitting? Okay. Important things to note tonight is the colors that the harlot is wearing, and the colors even the beast that is having. It is scarlet and it is purple. And then this harlot, who is the harlot? I will come to that tonight. Because this is the one who is at the top of the order. All right? And controls the food chain, controls the whole chain of the system. So who is at the top of the order? The harlot. All right? She is carrying a golden cup. She wears scarlet and purple. And then she sits upon where? The 7 heads, which are men and which are also mountains, the Bible says. All right? These are the 7 mountains which the devil has under himself. And the harlot controls it. Through what? Through the horns, which are the secret society. So this is the complex layering system, which is, who is at the bottom? You and me. They consider we are at the bottom. The nations are at the bottom. The civilians are at the bottom, which signify the water. All right. See, look at another one. Look at another. All right. Give me some time. All right. Can you? All right. Last time I showed you this. You see, as per the beast system, this is the pyramid. Who are at the bottom? The dead slaves, the civilians. We are birth, school, labor, taxes, debts, retirement. This is where we are revolving around. Above that is the government, the media, the education. Here comes the beast system now. The horns and the heads. The franchisees, which are the merchants of the harlot. The harlot is at the top. Are we understanding? Then there are the tax revenue, the world financial control. At the top, you cannot see there. There are the secret banks, the bankers of the Vatican Church, which contains wealth that no one has. Okay? Hallelujah. So I have taken all this stuff already. Another picture. Let me show you this. Can you see everyone? I showed you last time, but I am going somewhere. So you see that who is at the bottom? The people. You and me, the people. And then here is the government. Above that are the companies which are run by the harlot, by Babylon, the merchants of Babylon, which we say. Then there are the banks, and at the top are the financial elites. Here is the unknown banks, which are run by the members of the secret society, and these are the unknown financial system, which has money, which has all kinds of products. And on the top of the pyramid is sitting, who is sitting? The harlot. The harlot is sitting on the top of the pyramid. So in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to declare, as the devil regards Christians, that we are at the bottom of the food chain, but we are actually not at the bottom of the food chain. We are above the pyramid, because Jesus said to us that we shall trample over the snake and the scorpion. God said to us, we shall crush the head of the serpent. So we are going to crush this beast system. That is what Christians are called to do. Then this is Henry Ford, 1922. He was a businessman. And he was a car manufacturing businessman, something related to automobiles. And he said, it is well enough that people of the nation do not understand our banking and monetary system. For if they did, I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning. So there were people who knew the banking system, but people who are at the top of the order, they are under an oath not to release any secrets. Are we understanding now? All right, listen to me. All right, so come to Revelation. We are looking at the fall of Mammon. That harlot that is sitting on the top of the beast, that harlot shall fall. And that is what is called Babylon shall fall. That is what the scripture records. Babylon shall have a great fall. Revelation chapter number 17. Let's start from verse number 1. Who is the harlot sitting at the top of the food chain? The harlot is also the mammon, which has all the wealth of the world. Are we understanding? At the top of the pyramid, at the top, she's sitting on the top. But that harlot shall fall. And who shall make her fall? It is God himself, and the army of the Lamb, and the Lamb shall make her fall. But I don't know how many Christians today or tonight are interested to be in the army of the Lamb. I want to be and secure a place in the army of the Lamb, who will be responsible for the fall of the harlot. Are we understanding? Hallelujah. So for Satan and his beast system, they look at you as a civilian, as a poor person, as a person who has no power. And that is how they manipulate the identity of many Christians, that you are at the bottom of the pyramid. You are under us. But Christians got to receive the revelation of God's word and got to rise. That's why the Bible says in Isaiah 60, you shall rise, the glory of the Lord shall shine upon you. And God will show the devil, there are my saints, there are my servants on the face of the earth who are going to crush your system. Because the harlot that sits on the top of the system, she considers herself a queen. She says, I am no widow. She says, I will never fall. But God will bring the pride of Babylon down in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. People who are here, are you there with me? Can you say amen? Are you understanding who is at the top of the beast system? Hallelujah. Can you say amen? If you're there, okay. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. So do you see that the harlot sits at the top of the system? Who is the harlot? The harlot is the one who has ordained the heads and the horn, who has ordained the secret societies. The heads and the horns are, we will say they are the businessmen, or they are the prime ministers and the presidents of the nation. But who are they in reality? They are the members of the secret societies. The members of the secret societies are on the seats of the president, the prime minister. They are businessmen today, and they are the heads and the horn. And who is sitting above them? The harlot, the one who has ordained them. Who is the harlot? Who is the harlot? And last time I told you, it all started with the book of Genesis, but I will not go much into that. But listen to me. Once again, those who were not there in my last sermon, let me make a disclaimer. Those who are listening and who are Catholics, don't be offended, okay? It's not about you. It's about the core team, the inner circles. Remember what Jesus said? they are wolves in sheep's clothing. So outside there is sheep's clothing, and inside there is a wolf. What does that mean? That means there is a dual doctrine through which they operate. And these balloons are coming. Okay, there is a dual doctrine through which they operate. What they will teach the congregation who are sitting in the church will be a different doctrine, will be a Christianized doctrine. I mean, it is still manipulated, but it is Christianized. It sounds like the voice of the Lamb. It sounds like the voice of the Shepherd. But inside, in the inner circles, cardinals, bishops, and popes that are ordained, they are made to receive or make an oath that Lucifer is the Son of God in the Vatican Church. That is the inner doctrine. Inside they are wolves, but outside they wear sheep's clothing. So the outside people believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Catholics believe that Jesus is the Son of God, but there are some additions to what they believe in. They also believe that they have to pray to Mother Mary, and they believe in worshipping mothers and saints, which were Roman gods that were replaced with Christian apostles to paganize Christianity during that time. I will not go much into that, but there are addition of idol worship. There is the doctrine of you pray to Mother Mary. Mother Mary was the mother of Jesus, and we respect her by all means. But the Bible never says, go and worship Mother Mary. Go and pray to Mother Mary. Who is Mother Mary? The Mother Mary is not the Mother Mary of the Bible, the mother of Jesus. The Mother Mary is an ancient god. She is the face of Semiramis or Ashtoreth, who carries the baby. Now listen to me, stay with me. I am coming to the harlot. That's why I'm explaining you all those things. She is a feminine spirit. She is a feminine spirit. And you will see that they promote worshipping that spirit. They promote worshipping that Mother Mary, who has an infant in the hand, that they call Jesus. Now we worship a Jesus who is not an infant. You are worshiping a Jesus who is in the third heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father. You are worshiping a Jesus whose hairs are like white as wool, whose eyes are like torches of fire, who has a golden band on his chest. You are worshiping that Jesus, beloved. We are not worshiping a baby. Jesus was born a baby, but he is no longer a baby. You have to understand that. We are not worshiping a Jesus that is put on the cross. No, he is no longer on the cross. He is no longer in the grave. He has resurrected. That is what the scripture says. When the people went to find him in the grave, the angels came and told them, why you search for the living among the dead? He has what? Risen. So who introduced us to worshiping Jesus on the cross, to worship Jesus as a baby and all those things? It is the dragon system. It is the harlot, because what it wants to do is manipulate. It is to manipulate the identity of God, and it is to attack the Trinity system of God and destroy the knowledge of God in the minds of people. Are we together? That is what the top does, the harlot that sits upon the beast. It wants to destroy the scripture. The whole dragon system is to manipulate who God is. The whole dragon system, along with the harlot, is to manipulate the scriptures, is to almost destroy the Bible. Destroy the Bible. The harlot is the one who has ordained the secret societies. And the harlot signifies a city. And the city is the Vatican City. And the harlot is the Vatican Church that exists in the Vatican City. Are we together? Okay, come with me. Come with me. Hallelujah. Okay. Revelation chapter number 17, verse number 1. Okay, Revelation chapter number 17, verse number 1. Then one of the seven angels who had seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters. with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. How can the harlot make people drink the wine? It is the internal system. I will come to that. It is the cup of dark communion. It's a devilish, demonic communion that happens there. The wine that they give to drink in the Vatican City. That is what God revealed to me. I will come and prove to you from the scriptures. Okay. So what is the harlot doing? Rather, the kings of the earth, that means big people, commit fornication. What is fornication? Fornication is giving out your rights, your soul to someone for temporary pleasure. That is fornication. The Bible says that Esau fornicated. Not did he do physical fornication, sleeping with a girl, but just for temporary satisfaction of his hunger, he sold his birthrights to Jacob, just for a bowl of soup. And then the Bible says he fornicated. So that is fornication. For temporary small pleasure, you sell your soul to someone. So that is the meaning of kings of the earth fornicated with this harlot. Because they are the one who release money, who release fame, who release influence to people. Stay with me. World meetings that were held, G7 summits, G20 summits, and all the prime ministers and the presidents came together for the meeting, the leaders of the nation. But among them was a religious leader called the Pope. Among them. And he was respected by all of them. All of them came and some of them kissed him. Some of them kneeled down before him. Why? Because that guy, that system is the one, the harlot, that gives power to people there. The kings of the earth fornicated with the harlot. Are we understanding, people of God? And then what it says, the people, the inhabitants of the earth, drank from her wine. Okay, verse number 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. I've already explained. But the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abomination and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. The mother, what do you remember from the mother? The mother Mary. Okay, stay with me. The mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. Now, again, a disclaimer. I'm not talking about the Mary of the Bible. I'm talking about an ancient spirit. All right? I'm talking about an ancient spirit. And this ancient spirit is Babylon. This ancient spirit is the harlot. And people call her what? Mother. Verse number 6. I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Do you know, when the Catholic Church was founded, common men were not allowed to read the Bible. Those who tried to translate the Bible, they were killed. They were burnt alive. One of them was William Tyndale. He tried to translate the Bible. There were other people there. I don't remember the names. But that is where Protestantism came. Martin Luther, they tried to arrest them and kill them. They killed many saints. All right, stay with me. Rome was the empire which killed the apostles, which killed the believers. And from Rome, because Rome was not able to, the more they were killing the apostles, the more they were killing the believers, the more Christianity was increasing. So Rome said, we are not able to control Christianity by killing people. We have to find out another way. So they Christianized the Roman Empire. And in a way, we will say we are Christians, and people will come to us saying that we are, because we say that we are Christian, but we will manipulate it, and they block the Bible to the common man. No one can read the Bible, and if they find anyone reading the Bible, they were killed. This is the one who is drinking the blood of the saints. This is the one who is drinking the blood of the saints. Verse number 7. But the angel said to me, why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the 7 heads and the 10 horns. Okay, stop there. Now, what are the features of the woman? The woman is arrayed in purple and scarlet. The woman is adorned with all the gold and precious stones and pearls. And there are blasphemy names on the woman. And then there is the cup that she carries. The cup is filled with abominations, with filthiness. Okay, let me show you some things. Look here. This is the Vatican gathering. And can you, people of God, can you see the screen? Oh my God, are you there? Hello. Can you see the screen?
Yes.
Okay. Look at here. This is the,
yes.
You see the Vatican Church here. Okay. These are the attire of the cardinals, bishops, whoever they are. This is scarlet. This is scarlet and purple. And you see, I cannot show you many things, but there are the idols here. These are the abominations. There are many idols that are put across the whole church. Okay. You see scarlet and purple. Scarlet and purple. This is what they are doing here. Let me show you many other things. Okay. This is some ceremony. And see the statue or the sculpture behind. It is like someone rising up from the bottomless pit. These are the pictures of the Vatican Church. Someone rising up from the bottomless pit. You see? Here, the Pope is sitting. And you see someone rising up. That is that is what the Bible is talking about. Then this is their cross. Okay? This is not the cross of our Jesus Christ. This is the sun in between the cross. And they signify this as the cross of Tammuz. As the infant Jesus, what people worship there. Then, I don't have other pictures. Then, this is how that auditorium looks like. You see, there are two eyes. And in between, there is something like the snake. The mouth of the snake. So, these are all significance and signs that the Bible is mentioning in Revelation chapter number 17. Scarlet and purple. Then you see they are communion. I don't want to show their sacred ceremonies, but you can look up on the internet and see what they have is a cup in which they do communion. And that is the cup of the harlot. All right? That is the cup of the harlot. You don't even know. Now, I have gone through documentaries to verify revelations, to verify what I am understanding from the scriptures, and I have found out that people who were ordained into secret societies and they later became Christians, they reveal the secret that they were ordained by this Vatican Church. And they reveal that the Vatican Church does a lot of charity. They have a lot of money. And then they do communion. And in their communion, you don't know if it is real wine. They mix blood in the wine. And that is what the Bible is saying, that the harlot is making the inhabitants of the earth drink the wine of her filthiness. Then there is, you might have heard about the Nike shoes, about the lipstick, about some people who are manufacturing it, sports person who are satanic and who are lipsticks manufactured by Hollywood stars who are Satan worshippers. They put blood in their lipstick, blood in the shoes. All those things were introduced. What they are doing, they are selling those products and bringing people into covenant with the beast. That is what it is saying. It is making people drink the blood. It is making people drink. The harlot is making people drink the wine of her fornication. Are we understanding? So the harlot is the Vatican Church, the scarlet and purple. She has a cup full of abomination, and then she initiates people into demonic covenants and rituals and make them a part of their system by performing communion, the communion that they perform there. Are we understanding? Once I was praying for my father, for my earthly father, because my earthly father was having so many problems. So I was praying, and then God started to show me this, that, and so about his life. And so I started to ask him. Then I saw my earthly father he came from a Hindu background, but I saw when he was a child, he went and took communion. I said, "Why? You were a Hindu. Why did you take communion?" He said that we were very mischievous people. He was a very mischievous guy. So he went and sat inside that church and went and sat and drank and ate the communion. And through that, the Lord was showing me there were so many holds of the enemy on his life because he went and took their communion. Beware with which people and with which gathering you are doing communion. Communion is not the blood of people. Communion signifies the blood of Christ and the body of Christ, the flesh of Christ. Any which ways, let me not go into communion. But that is how the Bible is talking about that they are bringing in souls and making it a part of the system. Another point, Revelation chapter number 18. Let's go to Revelation chapter number 18. Verse number 9 onwards. Revelation chapter number 18, verse number 9 onwards. The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning. So I have come to a scripture where Babylon is falling. Okay, but I want to show you something there. Verse number 10. Standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, "Alas, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come. And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore." What are the merchandise? Merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen and purple, silk and scarlet. So they are selling fine linen. What color? Purple, silk and scarlet. Every kind of citron, wood. Every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object of most precious wood, bronze, iron and marble, and cinnamon, and incense, fragrant oil and frankincense, wine and oil, fine flour and wheat and cattle and sheep, horses and chariots, and bodies and souls of men. What kind of marketplace, what kind of storehouse is this, where even the bodies and the souls of men are on sale? You see that? What you see, the products the harlot was selling. She was even selling the bodies and souls of men. She was selling wine and oil, fine flour. All these products are the products that contribute to the economy of the nations. That means this harlot is the one controlling the economy of the nations. She has all the products, especially oil, fossil fuel. There is a lot of debate. There is a lot of controversy, conflicts about the fossil fuels, the oils, because oil controls the nations, oils and wine. All kinds of even horses and chariots, signifying even she sells things to initiate war. Horses and chariots signify the ammunitions for warfare that a nation needs. So she even sells that. She even funds for missiles. She even funds for all kinds of ammunition that a nation needs to come against other nations. Are we understanding, people of God? Hallelujah. And then bodies and souls of men. She's selling the bodies of men. That's why there is blood in the cup that she drinks, because she is trading bodies. I mean, I I don't share everything when I only share when the Lord allows, but I had dreams. And the Lord took me into markets where they were selling body parts. There are markets where they sell body parts. You know, there are hospitals. There are hospitals ordained by the harlot in which the trading of body parts happen. It's all for mammon. It's all for the one who sits on the top of the chain. It's mammon. But that mammon is going to fall. That Babylon is going to fall in Jesus' name. In Revelation chapter number 17 and 18, we will see her fall. All right. Then the next point that I want to bring to you is the beast system. All right. Or the dragon system, along with the harlot, they want to counterfeit the Trinity system. Now, I already spoke about this. Genesis chapter number, let's go to Genesis chapter number 11. Or rather, let's start from Genesis chapter number 10. Genesis chapter number 10. And verse number 8. Genesis chapter number 10, verse number 8. Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one on the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore, it is said, like Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, Erech, Akkad, and Calneh in the land of Shinar. So this is the founder of Babel. All right. The dragon system with the harlot upon it, Babylon, that we are looking at in Revelation, it started from Genesis. Who founded that system? Nimrod founded that system. Now, when you will read the Hebrew Bible in Genesis 9, verse 10, which says, Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord, the Hebrew words are in context like Nimrod in opposition before the face of the Lord. But when they converted it into the English text, they said Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord. So Nimrod became the superpower to oppose the Lord against the face of the Lord. Nimrod. Now, when you read Matthew's chapter number 6, verse 24, what did Jesus say there? Jesus said that no one can serve two masters, God and Mammon. So there was God, a superpower, and there was Mammon. Who was the founder of Mammon technically? It was Nimrod, because he was the one named as a superpower, which was against it before the face of the Lord, that was against the Lord. All right. What did Nimrod do? Nimrod founded Babel. The meaning of Babel is confusion. Everyone say the meaning, Babel is confusion. Babel is confusion.
Babel is confusion.
Okay. Babel is confusion. The meaning of Babel, the kingdom that he founded, it was a kingdom of confusion. He wanted to confuse people about the God Most High by taking the place of God. Babel is the kingdom that wanted to take the place of God, that wanted to become the only superpower and was fighting against the superpower of God. Now, when you go to history and when you see what was Nimrod doing, because there is not much written about Nimrod. Nimrod was a very wicked man. He was the founder of Babel. And what happened to him, that history records that he was killed. Some people say that, you know, the bloodline, the descendants of Japheth and Shem, because Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Ham was the one, Canaan, whom Noah cursed, through whom Nimrod came. But the other ones, they killed and assassinated Nimrod because of his wickedness. But Nimrod had a wife, Semiramis, they say. And what Semiramis did is, she said, Nimrod is not dead. He became the sun. He became the sun god. And through the rays of the sun, Nimrod impregnated, you know, made her pregnant. And that is how Thammuz was born. So that is about Nimrod and Semiramis and Thammuz. So that became a form of trinity that people who would not worship God would follow. Nimrod, Semiramis, and Tammuz. That became a form of Trinity. Now, Semiramis is the spirit, the harlot spirit. You can trace back from Revelation chapter number 17 to Genesis to see how the harlot began. So, Semiramis was the one who was doing all the activities. Nimrod was dead. She was the one who was performing every activity and performing every rituals and making this religion. Semiramis was the one. In other words, you can call her Ashtoreth. There are different names for her in different religions. So she is the same spirit, but she is known by different names in different religions. Let me show you that. Let me show you that. All right, hold on. Hallelujah. So, can you see this? Are you able to see the screen? No?
I can see the screen, but they're very small. We can see the file here.
Can you see now?
Enlarge.
Okay. Hold on. I will share again. Hold on.
It's visible now.
Okay. Good. So you see this Trinity? Babel is confusion. Remember what I told you? So this system of Babylon, which is also the dragon system, which is also the mammon at the top, which is also Nimrod, Tammuz, and Semiramis. You see, in different cultures and religions, they are known by different names. For example, in Egypt, Nimrod is known as Ra. Then Tammuz is known as the Horus or Osiris. And Semiramis is known as Isis or Hathor. In Mexico, these are the name, I can't even pronounce it. In China, these are the name. In India, those who are Indians, they know. So Nimrod is the Vishnu. Tammuz is the Krishna. And Semiramis is the Devki or also the Kali. Or whatever. You see, so what happened is this Trinity that they form. Now you have to understand that the devil knows that Jesus is the Son of God. You remember when Jesus went to the demoniac in the caves of Gadarene? They told, "What you have to do with us, Son of God? Why have you come to destroy us or to imprison us before our time has come?" So the devil knew the Trinity. The devil knew the Trinity always. He knew the Son of God. He knew the Holy Spirit. He knew the Father. So he created his own Trinity. That is Nimrod, Tammuz, and Semiramis. That is the Queen of Heaven. Hallelujah. Okay. Yeah, just for your information, Babylon, Belus, Tammuz, Ishtar. So these are the name of this Semiramis. All right. Are we understanding? So Babel is confusion with what they want to confuse you. They are attacking the identity of God, the Trinity system of God, and confusing you and confusing the world. He has placed so many trinities in every religion. There is a trinity. Almost every culture, there is a trinity that I showed you. Every ancient culture, there was a trinity. And that's how they started to bring confusion. Are we understanding? All right. Genesis chapter number 11. Babel is confusion. So, but how will Babylon fall? You and me will not go and cut the harlot or kill the harlot. The harlot will be destroyed by the beast themselves. There will be a confusion in their camp. Now, when Babel is confusing people, about the Trinity of God, about the identity of God. God also uses, there is a strategy in the archives of spiritual warfare where God confuses the enemy and makes the enemy come against each other. Hallelujah. And how does that happen? That happens through praise and worship. That happens through the sound of the trumpets. That happens through praying in tongues and praying in the spirit. When people of God start to pray in the spirit, when people of God start to pray in tongues, when people of God start to praise and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, what God does is he releases the sound of heaven in the camp of the enemy. So what will happen is that 10 horns of the beast will themselves come against the harlot and destroy the harlot. So there will be a confusion in the dragon system. Hallelujah. Amen. I thought you will say amen to that. Hallelujah. Are you understanding? Stay with me. I will show you. Now, first of all, let's see how the first Tower of Babel, the confusion was destroyed by God's confusion. God sent confusion there, and that's how confusion was destroyed, the confusion of the enemy. Hallelujah. Listen to me. I pray and I prophesy that you will not be a victim of the enemy's confusion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Because Babel wants to confuse you. Should I pray? Should I not pray? Will that work? Should I read the Bible? Should I hear God? If I have heard God, should I obey him? Confusion, confusion, confusion. Am I not right? Today, are we not the victims of confusion? Do we not think twice, thrice, four times, 10 times to do what God wants us to do? Yes, we are. What is that? Babel. That's the spirit of Babel. Believers have come to a point that they have started to doubt the scriptures. How can you doubt the scriptures? It is the word of God. I will tell you, the world will disappear. The world will melt down. The heavens and the earth will melt down. But the word of God will always stay. And how can you doubt the word? It is Babel. It is confusion. It is the voices. It is the voice of the beast. That's why, what is the harlot speaking? What is the current utterance of the Vatican Church? The current utterance of the Vatican Church is ecumenism. For those who don't know ecumenism, ecumenism is all gods are one. So you will see the harlot joining hands with all religious leaders, with all political leaders. You will see the harlot, the Vatican Church, joining hands with all business leaders. No problem. You believe in Jesus. We believe in Jesus. We believe in other gods also. So all gods are one. That is ecumenism. What is that? That is the building of Babel, my beloved. What is Babel? Confusion. What is confusion? Confusing the Trinity of God. Confusing the identity of God. And that spell is cast over all the nations of the earth. Do you think it is not attacking you? It is attacking you, but not on higher levels. It is attacking you on domestic levels. But when you feed into it, you will grow. Those deception will grow. And your mind may become debased to think that only Jesus is not God. Other gods are also God. I am telling you, the mega churches in India, they don't speak against idol worship. The people who come in the mega church, they come for miracles. They don't come for Jesus. So they will worship Jesus on Sunday. On Monday, they will go to their idol. Ecumenism. The church, the pastor has become a merchant of the harlot. And they are speaking on behalf of the harlot. The kind of deception, the kind of Babel that is spreading. But God wants his warriors who will be able to release confusion in the confusion of the enemy and confuse them and stop their work. Babel, Genesis chapter number 11. Hallelujah. Oh God, Genesis chapter number 11, verse number 1. Now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. That is a revelation. I don't have time to go there. God's kingdom is made with stones, the altar of living stones. But Satan's kingdom is made with bricks. It's infrastructure. Let me not go there. Okay. But verse number 4. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and the tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. What are they doing? They are bringing all the nations together. Let us unite together. Let us unite together. And what we will do, we will build a system that will dethrone God. But they cannot even reach near to God in Jesus' name, because God is God by himself. Hallelujah. No one can match his power. Any which ways, that is what they were doing. Verse number 5. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one. They all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they purpose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go. What he said? What God said? Come, let us go. So that is the significance of the triune God. He did not say, let me go. He said, let us go. So the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are having a council meeting, and they said, let us go down and do what? Let us go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. This is how the first Babel was destroyed. This is how the first harlot was destroyed. How? God came down and he released confusion. So he confused the languages and they were scattered. The unity was broken and they were scattered and they stopped doing what they were doing. This is how the harlot will fall down. This is how the top of the food chain, mammon, will fall down. God is going to release confusion in the dragon system. And the 10 horns, which are the 10 kings, will come up against the harlot, the Vatican Church, and tear it down and tear away the flesh, strip them of their power. And then the Babylon shall fall. Revelation chapter number 17. Hallelujah. Stay with me. It's very necessary to understand scripture. I am teaching you scripture. I am teaching you the real meaning of what is happening in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter number 17. Revelation chapter number 17. All right. Verse number 14. These will make who? The harlot and the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. So what does the Bible say? The Lamb will overcome the harlot. All right? The Lamb will overcome the dragon. And there will be an army of the Lamb. That is not the army of the angels, because angels are not called chosen and faithful. You and me are called chosen and faithful. So that army and the Lamb will destroy this system. Verse number, but how? It's written in the scriptures after that. Verse number 15. Then he said to me, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. I already told you that. Verse number 16. And the 10 horns, listen to this. The 10 horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose, to be of one mind and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman whom you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. So how will the harlot be destroyed? By the dragon system themselves. There will be a confusion in the dragon system right there. The harlot who made them rich, the harlot who was the evangelist, who was the marketer for them, the beast, the 10 horns of the beast, those people, those kings will come against the harlot. They will hate the harlot and they will tear down the harlot. And then Babylon shall fall. Watch Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. After these things, I saw another angel coming from heaven, having great authority, and the glory was illuminated with, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every false spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. Do you see that? That is how the harlot will fall. That is how mammon will fall. I want to encourage believers, the money that you depend on today is going to fall one day, and God will make it fall. Better you turn away your eyes from mammon and look to God, who is going to destroy the heavens and the earth and bring a new kingdom and make you a citizen of that kingdom. Hallelujah. This harlot, which is, do we see the strategy that God is using to bring the harlot down? And when the harlot comes down, what happens? Verse number 3. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. That is, those are the people who sold their souls. Okay? Those are the people who sold their souls for money and became rich by mammon. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed, mix double for her. In the measure that she lived, she gloriously, that she gloriously herself, glorified herself, and lived luxuriously. In the same measure, give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as queen, and I am no widow, and will not see sorrow. That is the pride of the harlot. Therefore, her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judges her. The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, the mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come. And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore. The business market, the trade market, you remember Jesus said, how did you make my father's house a house of business? That will be forever destroyed. The Babylon, the harlot, will be forever destroyed. And who destroyed it? The own dragon system destroyed the harlot. How it happened? Because the trumpet voice, the praise and worship, and the prayer of the saints brought the sound of confusion in the enemy's camp. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to show you some of the wars that God fought with the same strategy. Judges chapter number 7. Judges chapter number 7. Let's go there. Hallelujah. Judges chapter number 7. Verse number 13 onwards. And when Gideon had come, there was a man telling a dream to his companion. He said, I have a dream. To my surprise, a loaf of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian. It came to a tent and struck it so that it fell and overturned, and the tent collapsed. Then his companion answered and said, this is nothing else but the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. Into his hand God has delivered Midian and the whole camp. Hallelujah. So in the dream, what he saw? He saw a loaf of bread. Then the loaf of bread is compared with the sword of the Lord, the sword of Gideon. So the word of the Lord in the camp of the enemy entered. And when the word of the Lord, which is the loaf of the bread, word of the Lord, which is also the sword of the Spirit, entered into the camp of the enemy, how did it destroy the enemy and its camp and its system? by bringing confusion. We'll see that. When you pray in the spirit and release the word of the Lord against the enemy, the word of the Lord confuses the enemy. You are becoming a victim of the mammon, of the harlot system, of the beast system, the dragon system of lawlessness, because you don't know to release the word of the Lord against the enemy. Once you start to pray in the spirit and start to release the word of the Lord, the sword of the spirit, it will start to confuse the enemy. And the enemy who was bothering you from 10 years, you will see him bothering him. You will see them bothering you no more because they themselves have become confused. That's the strategy of the Lord to come against the beast system, to come against the harlot Babylon. Okay. Any which ways, let me read ahead. Verse number 16. Then he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet into every man's hand with empty pitchers and torches inside the pitchers. And he said to them, look at me and do likewise. Watch, and when I come to the edge of the camp, you shall do as I do. When I blow the trumpet, I and all who are with me, then you also blow the trumpets on every side of the whole camp and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Okay, the trumpets and the voices. So Gideon and the 100 men who were with him came to the outpost of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, just as they had posted the watch. And they blew the trumpet and broke the pitchers that were in their hands. Then the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers. They held the torches in their left hand and the trumpets in their right hands for blowing. And they cried out, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And every man stood in the place all around the camp, and the whole army ran and cried out and fled. When the 300 blew the trumpets, the Lord set every man's sword against his companion throughout the whole camp. And the army fled to Beth Acacia towards Zerara as far as the border of Abel Mehola by Tabad. Okay. Hallelujah. When they blew the trumpets, when they shouted the word of the Lord, what happened? The enemy killed each other. We got to come back to the place where we blow the trumpets. What is blowing the trumpets? Blowing the trumpets is speaking in tongues. How is it speaking in tongues? It's a very big topic. Refer to my sermons, which is on the varieties of tongues and the origination of tongues. Blowing the trumpets is praying in the spirit, is speaking in tongues, and then speaking the word of the Lord, which will confuse the enemy, which will confuse mammon, which will confuse Babylon. Hallelujah. And they will fight against each other, and they will start to kill each other. And that is how Babylon shall fall. And that after that, God will capture the beast, capture the false prophet, and throw them into the lake of fire, so on and so forth. Hallelujah. Once the stronghold has fallen, the stronghold is the lady Semiramis, is the spirit of Ashtoreth. The stronghold is that harlot. The stronghold is that place, Vatican City. Hallelujah. That is the stronghold. Hallelujah. But God's army will arise, I believe. That is what the scripture has recorded. Maybe the army will not have many people because the called, chosen, and faithful will be few. There will be few faithful ones, but they will have immense power and anointing to come against the system with the power of the Lamb, and with the Lamb as the captain of the army. Hallelujah. So that was the fall of Mammon. The top of the pyramid will fall down and will be destroyed. The whole Mammon system will be destroyed. Are we understanding? Hallelujah. Will be completely destroyed. And we are called to bring down that Mammon. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for this time. We want to thank you for your presence, so Lord. I want to thank you, Lord. In every situation, I give you thanks. Come on, people of God, let's sound the trumpets. Let's pray in tongues. Do you want to confuse the enemy? Let's pray in tongues and speak the word of the Lord. Lemprando ko zebete rebala hasafari andoro sederia Lambre se fandro fosa fataravando. Zepra catore cadiara balagazaveria. Levara hashvariando rolo zedere belege de angelo vorobo. Lo shamvra vandre vele haldre vendereve. Lo javra vala halziandra laba. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I send confusion in the camp of the enemy. Lord, I come against the confusion that the devil is sending in God's camp. I come against the confusion that the devil is sending in God's children's life, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. And in return, I send confusion back in Babel. Confuse the confusion in Jesus' name. Confuse Babel in the name of Jesus. Come on. Rebabo, likabababa. Confuse Babel in Jesus' name. I come against every wicked, oh Father, Lord, altars in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the wickedness of the wicked one in the name of Jesus Christ. I send confusion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatever they are constructing against us, whatever they are constructing against God's children, I release confusion. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, like the 10 horns, the 10 kings will themselves come against the harlot and tear down the harlot. Oh, Father, like the people who were building Babel, they were confused and they were broken. Their unity was broken and they were scattered, Father. Like when Jehoshaphat placed the praise and worshippers in the front and they praised and worship, and the Bible says it confused the enemy, Lord. Oh, we send confusion, oh Father. Oh, I believe even when we praise and worship, you are confusing the enemy. When we are singing songs of praise and worship, you are confusing the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reba said, and tonight, I send confusion. We send confusion in the camp of the enemy. The sword of the Lord. We shout the word of the Lord against the wicked wiles of the enemy, that you will bring the sword of the enemy against each other and destroy them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I declare the scripture and I declare that Babylon shall fall, the harlot shall fall, the mammon shall fall in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you that you are picking and choosing warriors, faithful ones, who will stand for the fall, who will work towards and who will be included in the army of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Who are the called, who are the chosen, and who are the faithful. Lord Father, I pray for your people in this group. Every distraction, every diversion that the enemy is bringing, every conflict that the enemy is bringing in their families, in their lives, every sicknesses, I bind those spirits right now in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. Oh Father, those whom you have ordained, those whom you have chosen to listen to your voice, those warriors in your army, I pray for, Lord, deliverance in their lives, Lord. I pray for deliverance in their lives, Lord. Give them power, anointing, and wisdom from above, that they will arise and the enemy will not be able to captivate them or to bring them down or to keep them down in the name of Jesus, that they will arise and they will step on the head of the serpent. They will step on the head of the serpent and crush it in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you, Lord. I just give you the praise for this time. Once again, I am joyful and I give you thanks, Lord, for the privilege, Lord, of hearing your voice, Lord, of delivering your voice, Father. Thank you, Lord. I just give you all the praise, honor, and glory. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you.